think it's very unfair, especially on those that are waiting anxiously to get a test that's necessary for their employment. And we must be cognizant of the fact, like, why is there only like an 8-week period of waiting for Sligo, and yet or 9 weeks, and Donegal, we have 18 weeks in Letterkenny and Buncrana and 23 in Donegal Town. It's unacceptable.
Now, we can't make a direct link, but we have seen so many road deaths, so road safety really is a priority now, and it is vital that there is more driver testers employed and more driving tests carried out to hopefully help bring down this issue.
Well, it's actually the opposite, because last year there were 145 testers, and for some reason it's been reduced to 137. So to use the motoring parlance, the whole thing is going in reverse. And we need to know why. Why are the testers leaving? Or why are they not being employed to replace people that are ready for retirement?
And particularly for Donegal, the long waiting lists, it's a very rural county and people do need the mode of transport off the car to, as you mentioned earlier, get to work or to go to the post office.
Of course, it's a necessity in Donegal in such a rural county, and many areas are not covered by the public transport. So you'd have to travel a distance to access public transport. So I firmly believe that there should be exceptions made for rural counties, and there should be exceptions made for people that either have health reasons or have employment jobs lined up that are dependent on them getting their tests to get legal on the road.